The transition is part of the gradual wind-down of NMCI, which for now is the federal government's largest outsourced IT program and the second largest computer network in the world. Number one is the Internet. The Navy and Marine Corps are taking slightly separate paths in the post-NMCI world under a new construct called the Next Generation Enterprise Network, or NGEN. Navy officials announced this week they expect to award a long-delayed contract to operate their network under NGEN by June 30th. The Marines' portion of the network, though, will be government-owned and government-operated. Robert Scott Jack is the Marine Corps' Deputy Chief Information Officer.
The 1st of June will be a milestone date in the history of the Marine Corps, where we will once again provide the operational context and the hands-on-the-stick flying the network for the United States Marine Corps. We will take over the operations and defense of the Marine Corps Enterprise Network in total on the 1st of June.
Officials say neither Navy or Marine Corps users should notice any changes right away. The services have spent the past several years buying back the physical and intellectual property that make up NMCI from HP, the company that's owned and operated the network for the last dozen years. Officials say the new contract structure will give them more control and flexibility to modernize the network over time, but for the short term, it'll still look a lot like NMCI.
I hope we never see in the history documentation of the Marine Corps of June 1st of an NGEN transition date to be recorded, because the measure of merit for us to do it successfully is you wake up on the 1st of June and there ain't nothing different. The network is alive, it's operational, it's meeting its mission requirements, and you proceed on just as if nothing happened.
Once the Marines take legal control of the network infrastructure, one of their first tasks will be to consolidate it with four other networks that were never brought under the NMCI umbrella, according to Kevin Nally, the Marine Corps CIO. Those existing stovepipes include the networks used by the Marine Corps Reserve, the Services Recruiting Command, and its Training and Education Command.
So I said, we need to collapse these to save money. So my people and McNosk and SysCom came up with a plan. And basically, my intent is once we're GO, government-owned, government-operated, we got to unify the disparate Marine Corps Enterprise networks. My brilliant engineers, they've mapped out down to the switches every piece of the Marine Corps Enterprise Network, SIPR and NIPR, all six major networks. He put the as-is on top. It took up three-quarters of my conference room. And then the 2B was on the bottom. And when you just looked at it from a non-technical piece, you just go, wow, there's a lot less IT on the bottom, the 2B, than there is on the as-is, which means to me, because we're constantly looking for ways to save money, that's less labor and that's less IT that I have to buy.
Nally says the legwork to unify those networks will start next month. And with that detailed roadmap in hand, he says he's been arguing forcefully to U.S. Cyber Command and to the DOD Chief Information Officer that it should form the basis for the Defense Department's much broader effort to unify its networks under a common standards-based architecture, the so-called Joint Information Environment. And from Nally's perspective, DOD has not made much progress on that effort.
We've been working this effort for 2 years, 2.5 years, and we're still at PowerPoint. There's nothing in the POM, nothing in POM 14 or 15 that budgets anything for the JIE effort.
While JIE is not specifically budgeted, Nally says he's made the case that DOD's current cost estimate to implement the interoperable environment in Europe, its first testbed, is overly expensive at $6 billion. And he says that leaves out several expensive cost drivers that could push the price further upward. After seeing the Marine Corps' plan for its own network unification, he says he concluded it should serve as the foundation for DOD's overall approach.
I was thinking, this is a strategic win for us. And when my folks briefed me on a Friday afternoon on it, I said, hey, I want to go to Ms. Terry Takei, the DOD CIO, and I want to brief her on this. I want to brief Cyber Command on it. I want to brief General Alexander's people on it. I said, this is the frickin' JIE right here. So they said, no, just wait. Let us finish a few things for it. Well, I went home Friday night, had a little scotch, and I sent Terry Takei a note about 10 o'clock at night going, hey, I got to brief you on this. So Saturday, she said, hey, set it up. So we briefed Ms. Terry Takei. We briefed her for like an hour and a half on this unification plan. She said, that's it. General Alexander goes, that's it. And I've given them all the functional transition activities, the 9, 10, 11 documents, thick technical documents. I've given the JIE people all these documents. I said, this is how you transition out a network. This is how you unify networks. And we're working really hard with DISA right now to move this thing forward.
At the same time, the Marines are offloading some of the work they currently pay DISA to do, finding the Defense IT Agency's rates to be higher than they'd like. Nally says the Marine Corps is moving 9 of its programs out of DISA's computing centers and into its own cloud computing environment, Marine Corps Enterprise Information Technology Services, or MECITS. That data center is housed in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Marines recently committed to lawmakers that it will stay there through at least 2017. The Marines are also declining to move to DISA's service for enterprise email, saying they can handle it themselves for almost half the cost. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.